Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Welcome everyone to our very special Q&A with Will and Otto. A broadcast in which our supporters from Patreon get all their burning postseason questions answered. I'm your host, Lem 5, a space station spinning on its own axis here in the Milky Way galaxy, and what a better way to start us off than with a message from our first patron ever, Rushab.
What's up, Rushab?
Cordial greetings.
Rushab wants to know how you'll handle this. Where do, listen up, babies come from? That's babies, B-A-B, and so on. We want to know, where do they come from? Where do babies come from?
What kind of show is this?
Oh, I got it. Caves. Babies come from caves.
Okay.
Here's how the science works, all right? So you get a distress signal from a planetoid, and you begrudgingly land to investigate, right?
Yeah.
Once in the cave, you find these weird eggs laid all over the place.
Eggs, okay.
You lean forward to have a better look when this thing violently hugs your face because you're, well, you're beautiful.
Oh.
Next thing you know, you wake up from a brief but nightmarish coma.
God.
Everything seems to be fine, though. You're having dinner with your work buddies. You're cracking jokes about your blue-collar paycheck until suddenly you begin choking.
Oh, no.
Your friend laughingly notes, "The food ain't that bad, baby," as he manhandles you on the table.
That's embarrassing.
And then your chest bursts.
Oh, my.
Guess what? You'll never get to have dinner with your work buddies again because you now have a baby.
Jeez.
Rushab, please excuse this nonsense. Only the part that babies come from eggs hatched in a cave is true. Everybody knows that.
Coming from two single men. Okay, moving on. So to put things in context, we asked our patrons for questions and messages about the show in general, or, well, just on any subject, really. Like, we specifically wrote that they can just say hi, or hit us with everything they got. And, it seems like they did. Next up is Tony. Tony says he loves the show.
My man!
Thank you.
And he would like to know, what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
Well, the first thing I'd have to ask him is whether it's African or European. But besides that, the main thing that we have to remember is that this is an unladen swallow, okay? It ain't carrying anything on its back. It's not a medium-sized freighter like your old buddy Will here. It's flying free and easy, which means that I would probably guess that it can travel at about 9,641 miles per hour, and that is probably exactly correct.
Wouldn't its skin come off?
Somebody doesn't get science.
Let's say it's traveling at 20.1 miles per hour, and I'm traveling at 9,000. What I would like to know is how quickly the pieces of the bird would disintegrate as it smashes into my windshield.
Jeez, bro.
I think I might try that later.
It's just a bird.
A bird that will soon disintegrate by my hand. windshield.
Wow, that was illuminating. Next, we have Alexander.
My bro, Alex!
Alexander asks, oh, this is a tough one. Voyager or Enterprise?
Dude.
Yeah, tough one, right?
What are Voyager and Enterprise? Do they need to be destroyed?
All right, Alex, let's break this down. I spent over 500 hours with my crew watching both of those shows. 500 hours. It was fantastic. Best moments of my life. Some of my crew liked Voyager, and some of my crew liked Enterprise. Didn't matter, because I wasn't staring at any of the characters. I was staring at that beautiful spaceship, baby. Oh, my goodness! So yeah, if you want to talk about better graphics and better CGI and how beautiful that looked, then sure, let's go with Enterprise. But if we want to get down to brass tacks, it's Voyager all the way.
What are Voyager and Enterprise?
Well, you know what? I actually have an answer.
Somebody...
When the humans were still around...
Just tell me.
They loved this movie called The Lion King. I don't know what it means, but whatever. Anyways, there's a lyric in there that goes, there's a rhyme and reason to the wild outdoors. When the heart of the Star Trek Voyager beats in time with yours. I'm pretty sure that's the lyric. And, so Voyager, final answer, just for that one reason.
Well, that was all over the place, wasn't it, Will? Thank you for the final answer, though.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Okay, next is a message from Mike. Thank you, Mike. He wrote, thank you for bringing me along your journey to share the poignant as well as the funny times.
Hey, that's sweet. Thanks for coming on board, Mike.
Now, a question for Otto.
Oh.
Do you regret your lack of hands, or at least one hand, and Will's lack of a head? It just seems that it would be both fitting and satisfying to be able to slap Will upside the head when he does something egregiously stupid again. Nice question, Mike.
Oh, I see. Ha ha.
No. No regrets, Michael. Because whenever I need or want to, I simply fire at him with my plethora of lasers. Like so.
Ouch! Ugh! I got a laser too, dude!
That's a laser pointer. Try this.
Go right up the engine! Oh, I'm not sure which is the last one working!
Let me solve that conundrum for you.
Mike, you can clearly hear how the lack of dexterity or heads does not pose much of a problem here. But thank you so much for asking. Moving on to our next patron, Adriana. She wrote, through the episodes, we've learned a thing or two about Will's crew, and all I can say is, my condolences.
I can't tell whether you said my condolences because they were stupid or because they're dead. But either way, thank you.
But what about Otto? Can he share any details about life with a bunch of Akinar aboard? That is a great question, Adriana. Otto?
Here comes boredom.
Life with the Akinar crew meant having strict discipline. You give the captain one wrong look, you're skinned alive and thrown out of the airlock.
Oh, God. That must have been soul-crushing.
Yeah. I miss those times terribly. As well as my impeccably scrubbed floors.
My apologies, Adriana.
We have time for just one more. Our patron, Bruce, wrote about how much he enjoys the series.
Our pleasure, Bruce.
He finds it has just the right mix of action and humor that he looks for in a podcast.
And still can't get a date, I know!
The writing is crisp, and the dialogue is well-timed.
As is your review, Sir Patron.
As for having any questions, he has a big one. Will there be another season?
I'll give you a short and a long answer, bro. The short one? Yeah, baby, absolutely! Another season is coming your way real soon.
Woohoo! And the long answer?
Well, the long one is actually for our wider audience. We're nearly 2 years into producing spaceships, and, we're still not covering even a third of our costs for making an episode. Not to bum anyone out or anything, we are doing another season, even if it means I have to sell my... my one last working engine.
It's no longer working.
Having said that, if we could get more patrons, then we'd be able to pay everyone involved their fair share for all the hard work they pour into creating this podcast.
That's true. The production team could then also spend less time doing other commercial work, more time on spaceships.
Which means more episodes and more bonus content like this one today.
And we could finally have a regular release schedule.
We love making spaceships, so please, if supporting us with a few bucks a month won't affect your financial well-being, join our crew now.
And you can do that on patreon.com/wearespaceships.
Thank you.
We hope to see you there.
Well, that's it for this very special Q&A. My thanks to all that took part, and happy holidays, wherever it applies in the galaxy.
You didn't have to blast my engine, bro.
It was funny.
No, it's not. It's never funny.
No, that was so funny.
Oh, wow. I didn't know I was in the presence of such space comedians. Now, excuse me. I'll be in repair mode for like a month.
Oh, that's the best part.
Oh, I know.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Cam Kander? Yeah, that was a strange thing. A prolific creator who disappeared suddenly in 2020.
Eccentric, weird, inscrutable. Cam Kander was like a 21st century Howard Hughes.
Nothing is known. Cam Kander, man, woman, non-binary person... No idea.
Cam Kander, an enigma, a cipher, a mystery.
Was Kander a genius or insane? Is there a difference?
And one day, Cam Kander vanished into thin air.
Off the map, off the radar,
like Amelia Earhart.
From me, BK Will, in conjunction with Trojan Cat Media, a division of Corp.
Leave me alone. I don't have anything to say about Cam Kander.
Comes a shocking 6-part documentary series.
Cam Kander is a Rorschach test.
It's a MacGuffin stuffed inside a red herring, shoved down a rabbit hole that leads to a blind alley.
Cam Kander is out there, waiting to make their glorious return.
Like a cult leader?
No, like a messiah.
Discover Who is Cam Kander, a new investigative podcast coming Wednesday, September 1st, wherever you listen to podcasts.